Hey everybody, we're coming to you from the Vancouver Island Convention Center for the Western Cities HR Conference in beautiful Nanaimo, British Columbia. And our guests now are Maureen Parker and Ian Howitt. Maureen and Ian are co-founders of Elevate the Path HR Consultancy. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
How's the conference going for you so far?
It's good. I mean, scenery is great.
Yes.
But the content and the experience are really good. We're in a good place with good people who are geared up to learn.
Fantastic. And the session that you are leading at your conference, what's the name of that?
It's called Mind the Gap. It's about the psychological contract that happens between employees and employers. So we really try to differentiate between a formal contract that, of course, you would sign when you join an organization and that psychological contract that exists through actions, language, et cetera, that happens typically between the supervisor and his or her employees.
So a psychological contract, it's a bunch of understandings between the employer and the employee.
Nuanced and subtle understandings, but it's through the way things are done around here, sort of, is that leaning towards that psychological contract.
Fantastic. Yeah. So this is your second year now with Western Cities HR. What prompted you to come back for a second go around?
I think the relationships. We're a new business. And so we know that sending somebody a cold call email is not even anywhere the same as having a conversation and having follow-up, or people who know we exist and what kind of services we provide.
Yes.
And they've met us or they've seen us present and they have a sense of how we do things and who we are. So it's relationships really is the big draw.
Yes. And you're based in Edmonton.
We are. Yeah.
You're both in there.
We're both in.
Fantastic. So, sort of, this is your wheelhouse being here in British Columbia, I guess.
Well, it's like coming home. I grew up here, but
you did.
Yeah, right. In the interior of BC. But
fantastic.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be, as Maureen said, and the space and the place are fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Now, we seem in the HR world, things seem to be evolving pretty rapidly. We talked a lot about the pandemic. It's effects and then the post-pandemic coming back to work. But what is your sense now as HR experts? So where are we headed now in the HR world, particularly for municipalities?
I'll say a couple of things. I think that we're still downstream of the pandemic. Just the magnitude of that disruption is going to have a generational impact and almost a permanent impact on the workplace. Mm-hmm. So the workplace experience has shifted and continues to shift. And it's quite dynamic. To me, the biggest things that are at play right now have to do with people and the work and how people are navigating and managing change. Mm-hmm. So really, for human resources professionals, how are people adapting? Who's adapting and who's not? What are the barriers to doing that? What's coming? What can we see that's coming? What are the unanticipated turbulences? So I just think we've said for couple of decades that, it's continuous change, but now we really are in, turbulence and continuous change. And so the people factor is really important, and that'll come down to the experiences people have in your organization, on your teams, but then also what supports and what experiences are being created by leaders and what supports do they have for their work.
How about you, Ian? What do you say?
I would say less. It's important to HR, but from an organizational perspective, we're seeing a lot of asks for strategic planning. Mm-hmm. Whether that be new count, we're many cities are going through an election. So getting our new council involved in strategic planning, to just organizations that say it's time to refresh our 5-year vision, our mission, where we want to be, those aspirational pieces. And of course, HR plays a key role in that, in bringing the talent to the organization, but that strategic planning piece is huge. And secondly, is employee engagement. Seeing a lot of, from an organizational culture perspective, just some challenges with recruitment, with retention, with attrition, with quiet quitting, those kinds of things that are really starting to shape and impact those organizations. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of challenges, but what are the opportunities that municipal HR leaders are faced with as they navigate this turbulence?
I think that they're still in a sector and in an industry that has clear purpose, mm-hmm. to provide good service and delivery to residents, citizens, et cetera. And so I think that we when you talk about engagement or retention or what magnetizes people and what mobilizes them when they do their work, purpose is a good one. And so the purpose remains clear. And I think that's actually really helpful because as people have a lot of other noise and things they're steering through, that clarity of purpose, people get up in the morning to do the work because they want to serve and be of use and contribute their skills in those ways. And that's good.
Sure. And in municipal, they always say municipal government is the closest government to people.
So for sure.
You're working for a municipal government. You're working for the people.
Yeah,
exactly. And in that vein, if I may, it's the other opportunity I see is, which is called building trust. And you mentioned building trust with the people, building trust with the community or communities that you serve, but also just building trust within the organization. So there's that external facet of trust. We're seeing a lot of questions coming our way, and we've done some work with this and some presentation around how to build trust in the community and how to manufacture more trust. But that really underlies a lot of the work that is necessary with teams as well. And I think that goes back to some of those challenges with recruitment and retention and attrition. If there's a younger generation that says, if I'm not really happy here, I'm out. And I think a real critical component of that is building trust with those team members, and whether they're first in the door or last out the door in terms of age and demographics, that trust is critical.
Sure. I guess the opposite side of the coin is that if somebody is happy where they're at, they're more likely to stay.
Exactly. And oftentimes it's the happy ones that don't speak out. So I think there's a role for HR in terms of just of that engagement that we talked about earlier, it's important to listen to everybody, but oftentimes it's the loudest voices that get the most treatment versus the happy folks who are like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm really happy here. Right. And it's important to keep those folks around as well.
Fantastic. Now at a conference, a lot of the interchanges really happen around the coffee break times. Yeah. And I know the organizers have built extra time for that very purpose at this conference. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're rushing in to get the coffee. They've built in a good quality time for people to interact. What about you two? Have you heard anything new that you haven't heard before in the coffee breaks and here at the conference? Mm-hmm. Things that are takeaways for you?
I think a theme that comes through that isn't brand new, but I think is still resonant here, is that there are four generations in the workplace right now.
Wow.
And from boomers down to Gen Z. And so that presents a lot of dimensionality. And I think that's opportunity, but some people find it confounding, right? What do we do with this? Holy, there's almost a clash of values. And it's not that each of us is only the generation that we belong to. So the risks of stereotyping are there, but actually there's a lot of opportunity for people to learn from each other in the workplace, different perspectives, different skills, different ways of working and knowing. And so if you can get your workplace kind of optimized to really say, there's actually a richness here, not just fracture or separation, there's actually a lot of possibility in that. And I think I've heard a few mentions of that. We're still in day one of the conference. So I've heard a couple of mentions around that. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's a complexity inside the workplace that's kind of beautiful.
Right. And you're talking to clients all the time, Ian, but anything that you're
picking up is AI. And oh, yes. I know it's on the lips of everybody, no matter their industry. But, you know, even on day one, even in activities last night, I heard a lot of, don't get me started on AI. Right. And that just, there's opportunities. There's also a lot of challenges from recruitment and people, you know, write me a resume that makes me look glowing, ChatGPT kind of thing. Right. So like I said, it's an opportunity, it's a challenge, but it's on everybody's mind.
Sure. Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's really interesting, your insights that you're bringing to it, and your energy and excitement and your interplay. Always having fun here.
Thank you.
That's important.
We try.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And for everybody else, we'll see you next time on the podcast.